I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The church in one African country faces a big challenge of local beliefs and ideologies. So they need some backup, and part of the solution includes you. And later on, we'll hear from one ministry that's working to resource the church in China. That story in just a couple of moments. But first, we wanted to talk about the militant group known as Boko Haram that's being pushed out of northern Nigeria. But their influence is still as potent as ever. Ken Yonke of Global Advance says the country's religious split is still problematic.
There's extreme manifestations of years of indoctrination from negative propaganda against Christians and Christianity from Islamic leaders in the north.
So despite heavy Boko Haram influence in the north, Nigeria is filled with Christian leaders who are ready to bring their congregations and their country back to Christ.
These are underserved and isolated pastors who are committed to the long term. And they're greatly relevant to their context because of our prayers and our support and even the training that we were doing there.
And Yonke says if the church is healthy, society is healthy. That's why Global Advance needs your prayer so believers in Nigeria will unify to strengthen each other and their country.
We believe that we can help defeat the Islamic threat that is pushing against the church and intimidating and causing slow growth and the spread of Christianity across that part of Africa.
Next, four Iranian Christians are being charged with threatening national security. According to Miles Windsor of Middle East Concern, the men were arrested when they met to take communion.
For Christians in Iran, it is legal for them to drink communion wine. The issue, of course, being that Iran doesn't recognize these men as Christians. They recognize them as Muslims.
That could mean 80 lashes for three of the men, and another example of the persecution that Muslim converts face in Iran. Still, believers there are holding on to the hope of Christ.
My experience of Iranian believers is that they're extraordinarily bold, and they're extraordinarily faithful, and they persevere in the full knowledge of the situation that could become them for living as believers in Iran.
These men are calling for believers to stand together while they await the release of the final verdict later this week. They'll need courage and faith to face the days ahead.
We have a God who is sovereign and has authority even in Iran. So we'd appreciate prayer that a just verdict would be given and that these men would be allowed to go free.
The details of this story can be found at missionnews.org. And Bibles for the World is in the ministry of distributing Bibles legally. But with China's restrictions in the past on the spread of God's Word, Bibles for the World couldn't go into China for scripture distributions. However, with new opportunities for resourcing, doors have opened. Bibles for the World's president, John Podaiti, just got back from the ministry's first trip to distribute Bibles in China.
We focused our first trip in the province of Yunnan in southwest China, and we were able to distribute 10,000 Bibles to the Christians in some of the town cities, as well as villages in some really remote areas.
They also distributed 300,000 Gospels of John so that believers could give those out as a witnessing tool. The Hallmark trip was filled with emotion as many rural Chinese Christians got their first copy of God's Word.
As they came through the line, I would hand them five copies, and some of them would say, "No, I need more, I need more." It really got me excited to see them eager to share their faith with the people in their village.
Padati's asking one thing from you.
We would like your listeners to join us in prayer that these copies of the Gospel of John that are being planted, these Bibles also, may start a transformation that'll sweep across China.
And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So you can join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or podcast us on iTunes or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer. We'll be right back.